The Raspberry Pi 3.
Very excited by this. Yeah. I have been playing with Raspberry Pi for the longest time. In fact, on KnowHow, we built a arcade emulator with this. This was the Raspberry Pi 1.
That was the original.
Wow. And they've been upgrading the specs from the 1 and then the B, and this is the 2. And now we've got the 3. And the 3, if you...
One thing that I love that they did with the 3, it's the same form factor. So it's going to fit in the case I have. It's going to fit with the GPIO ribbons I have. I don't have to get anything new to support it.
Exactly. If you've been tinkering and you've made yourself a cable harness, or if you've 3D printed yourself a case, the 3 and the 2 are identical.
Same outputs, everything. They've just improved the processor. They've added a Wi-Fi...
Right.
AC chip.
So it's 2 to 4 times faster than the 2, which was itself.
What? How much faster?
2 to 4 times faster.
Holy cow.
And the 2 was 5 times faster than the 1. Wow. All the ports are in the same spot. But the big change, and the one that really has me excited, is this. You can't really tell, but that's really the only difference. This is an onboard antenna for the Wi-Fi, 802.11n. Plus Bluetooth and Bluetooth LE.
So I don't, because I've been adding a USB Wi-Fi dongle to mine.
Right.
So I don't have to do that anymore.
So that's what I had to do here. Yeah. I've got one for Wi-Fi and I've got one for the
Bluetooth
keyboard and mouse. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So on this, it's all built in,
which
will allow me to make much cleaner enclosures. I don't have to have all that stuff plugged in. Yeah. It's just on the board.
This is exciting.
It is very exciting. And, you know, pair it with something like this. This is the official. The 7-inch Raspberry Pi touchscreen.
This is really pretty cool.
And this is pretty cool. And you know what? This does work quite well.
You're running Raspbian, which is their version of Debian Linux.
This is Raspbian. This will run the Twit website. And this is the 2. I'm going to upgrade this to the 3, and it's going to be so much faster. It's nice. It's snappy. And because it's designed to be modular, so, for example, I've 3D printed some stand legs for this.
Nice.
I'm going to be using this as a project computer. I've got one design already that it's designed to screw in underneath a countertop in the kitchen, and then it will swing out, and it will be like your recipe computer.
Very, very cool. Same price, $35.
$35.
Double the power, lots more features, and we interviewed him on Triangulation some years ago. Big props to Eben Upton,
who's
had the vision. You got to talk to him in Barcelona.
I did.
Let's take a look at that video.
Now, for the folks who may not know a lot about your backstory, you are a consummate geek. You are a man of electronics, born and bred through and through. You have a BA in physics and engineering from the University of Cambridge. You have a diploma in computer science from Cambridge as well, and a PhD from the computer laboratory over at the University of Cambridge. So you really live this. This wasn't just something that you did on a whim. This was something that you've been studying and dreaming about for decades, really.
Yeah, so this is I think goes all the way back to all the way back at least to the age of 8 when I first got my hands on a computer I could program, which I actually have one of here on my desk, not the one that I had when I was a kid, but the same model I have here on my desk. But I'm 37 now, so this is 29 years in the making.
Where do you want this to go? Where would you like to see Raspberry Pi next year?
Well, I think you can break it down into two sides. You can break it down into we're a charity, we're a not-for-profit, and so if you look at the not-for-profit, the educational side, what I hope is that we're able to bring. We've had quite a lot of success now in the UK in teaching people to program, in establishing awareness that the lack of programming skills is a problem, and in producing materials and teacher training that can be that can be used to do something about this problem. My hope for the charity, for the foundation over the next year, is that we can start to bring some of that to other countries, in particular to North America. North America is our largest market for Raspberry Pi, and yet until very recently, we've done very little charitable work in North America. Last weekend, we actually ran our first teacher training event in the Bay Area with the Computer History Museum. And so I'm kind of hoping we're going to see a lot more of that in the U.S., it's kind of replicating some of the programs we've had in the UK and customizing them for the US. So that's kind of the charitable side. On the technical side, we sold about 3 million Raspberry Pis in 2015. It'd be good to get north of 4 million this year. That'd be good. That'd be good, healthy growth.
Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for sharing all of this, and congratulations on your 4th anniversary. If people wanted to find out more about the Raspberry Pi Foundation, as you said, it is a charity, where could they go online to read about who you are, what your mission is, and more about how you're trying to bring affordable computing to the world.
So we have a website at raspberrypi.org, www.raspberrypi.org. We have a blog, which we try to maintain. We try to post something new every day, either something we're doing or these days more frequently something somebody else is doing with the Pi, whether it's a hobbyist or whether it's an educational organization. We have a forum, which we work very hard to make approachable. So, you know, we would, if you know nothing about computing and you'd like to get involved, we would encourage you to come to the forum, because we work very hard. There is no such thing as a stupid question on the Raspberry Pi forums. So come and check it out.
Mr. Upton, it has been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. Again, thank you for your tech. And folks, if you're looking for the latest and greatest in geekness, you got to think about a Pi.
The thing to understand about the Raspberry Pi is it's really just a computer. It's just a very inexpensive $35 computer. But it runs a variety of operating systems. The preferred one is the Raspbian, but there are other choices. It will work with any USB mouse and keyboard, works with any HDMI monitor. So it's just an inexpensive computer. It's not like an Arduino, which is like a kit device.
Precisely.
This is a computer.
Yeah, the Arduino is an embedded device, and all the devices like it in that class are embedded devices. So when you turn it on, it's immediately on. It's immediately reading the firmware. Whereas this has an operating
system.
Boots up? It does boot up.
Yeah.
Now, it does have this GPIO header, which gives it functionality like an Arduino. I could hook up shields to it. I could add NFC functionality. I could use this to control Christmas lights, which does make it more than just, you know, a standard low-cost computer. It does make it a bit more of a maker, hacker, DIYer thing. I think the best way to think of a Raspi is a low-cost, low-power computer that can do everything from running a Linux distro to controlling home automation.
There's been a lot of demand for it. They had it ready the day they announced it, but in many places it was out of stock and then back in stock. What's the status right now? Is it easy to get?
It is easier to get than previous versions. You will remember you had them on Triangulation in 2012,
It's been
a while. Right after that interview, he went to DEF CON, or he was supposed to go to DEF CON. I was so excited.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to meet him there, and I was going to get my hands on a Pi, because it was impossible to get a Raspi when the first one came out. And they ended up not going because they didn't realize the tax structure for selling devices like that in Nevada was different, and they said we couldn't get enough of them, and we couldn't afford the taxes on them. So they didn't. This time, and he made a point in the interview, which we have a longer version on the New Screener Screensavers channel, where he talks about how when they released the 3, they wanted it to be much, much smoother. So they made sure their suppliers had parts. They are running out, but the fact that millions have been able to buy them already
means
they did a much better job.
It is a fun thing to play with and a great way to get a kid into programming.
Oh,
because the Raspbian distribution comes with a very special free version of Minecraft that you can program in Forth. In fact, we're going to interview the author of a book about doing that in a couple of weeks on Triangulation. So just for that alone, to get an 11-year-old or a 12-year-old into computing with something like this is just a... For less than $100 when you put it all together, that's an amazing thing.
We used to have people ask about Python and what was a good way to get into Python. It was a hot language.
There's not a better way to do it.
Raspi is the best way to introduce someone.
Comes with IDLE, Python 3, everything.